USA Radio News.
Schools across the country getting what the CDC calls a long-needed roadmap on how to safely reopen. The CDC yesterday advising schools to follow a color-coded chart to know when and how much to reopen. The chart ranges from blue for low transmission rates to yellow, orange, and then red for the highest rates of transmission. Dr. Bob Lahita is professor of medicine at New York Medical College. He tells CBS News these guidelines are good for everyone.
People relate to colors. They understand if they're in a red zone that this is an area where virtual learning is probably a better idea than coming to school. Also good for the teachers who have been very, very uncomfortable getting back to the classroom.
President Biden says the guidelines follow the best available scientific evidence on reopening schools. Some states easing COVID restrictions this week. Ohio lifting a curfew in place since November. Montana's governor ends the state's mask mandate. Also New York City and Chicago opening up indoor dining at restaurants. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroof for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroof Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Former President Trump is the victim of a politically motivated witch hunt. That's what one of Trump's defense lawyers told the Senate yesterday during the impeachment trial. Attorney Michael Vanderveen says Democrats are motivated by their political hatred of Trump. The trial resumes today, but Republican Senator Ted Cruz telling Fox News this week the outcome is not in doubt.
The end result of this trial is obvious to every single person in the room. President Trump is going to be acquitted. In order for President Trump to be convicted, it takes 67 votes. There is no chance whatsoever there will be 67 votes to convict him. All 100 senators know that. The House managers know that. Everyone in the room knows that.
Witnesses could be called today. If not, then both sides would proceed with closing arguments and possibly a vote. A shakeup at the Lincoln Project. Co-founder Steve Schmidt announcing last night he's resigning from the group made up of anti-Trump Republicans. Schmidt says he's stepping down from the board to make way for a woman to better reflect our nation and the group's movement. Co-founder Jennifer Horn resigning last week. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A whistleblower alleges New York Governor Andrew Cuomo tried to hide nursing home deaths. Here's Lance Pry.
The calls for New York Governor Cuomo to resign because of deadly decisions and now an alleged cover-up are getting louder. In a stunning admission, New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo's aide, Melissa DeRosa, is blowing the whistle on New York State's withholding of the true nursing home COVID-19 deaths count to mislead federal prosecutors. Dexter Wilson tells PIX News his father was one of the deaths.
It feels like they're simply numbers, and they numbers that could be moved around and manipulated to the governor's, you know, benefit, which is extremely unfortunate because my father was far from a number.
More than 9,000 infected coronavirus patients in New York State were released from hospitals and put into nursing homes under Governor Cuomo's mandate. Health Commissioner Howard Zucker is now reporting over 15,000 people died from Cuomo's decision. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Archaeologists say a world-famous ancient historical site may have been moved there from a previous location. USA's Wendy King has details on the mystery.
British researchers say they have evidence that the famous Stonehenge may have first stood in Wales before moving to its present location, which is 140 miles away. The research team said they've identified the original circle near the megalith quarries where the stones were made. They say the stones were moved to the present location due to migration. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.